been given marching orders by the wali of the time to engage in the clarification jihad. Not just that we know what the truth is, we talk to other people, we engage, we have conversations. Those who passed the test of Muslim succeeded with Imam Hussein. When Imam Hussein said Muslim, the representative, those who passed the test of Muslim succeeded with Imam Hussein. These are marching orders. What's the prophetic approach to misguidance of others? Do I care? Am I indifferent? Does it even matter? The prophetic approach. So God says this about the prophet. فَلَعَلَّكَ Maybe you, بَاخِئٌ نَفْسَكَ Maybe you will destroy yourself. Who? Rasulullah will destroy himself. How? عَلَىٰ أَثَارِهِمْ Following up, trying to guide, trying to speak, trying to explain. He says, إِن لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفَىٰ If they don't believe in this discourse, if they don't believe in the Quran, if they haven't accepted the truth, maybe the Prophet, out of asafa, out of grief, the Prophet would perish. I'm going to talk about Amirul Mu'mineen, the best student of the Prophet. How was he? With his enemies. Example, Amirul Mu'mineen, before the Battle of Jama, so the Battle of the Camel, the enemies are there. Amirul Mu'mineen is engaging in the clarification jihad with who? With the enemies. Amirul Mu'mineen came out riding on a mule, the Prophet's mule. He came in front, and Amirul Mu'mineen has no body armor on, no weapons, riding on the Prophet's mule. So he comes out and he calls Zubair by name. Zubair. Zubair is going to come out. Zubair comes out fully armed, armed to the teeth, the works. He says, Zubair. They hug one another. Clarification jihad, even with the enemies, they hug one another. Amirul Mu'mineen says, Zubair, why are you here? Why are you bringing this huge army? Zubair says, to get revenge for Uthman. To get revenge for Uthman. Amirul Mu'mineen says, Zubair, I want to remind you about something. Do you remember when the Prophet was riding his mule? The same mule. When the Prophet was riding this mule and you were standing there, you were in the same area as the Prophet, and you saw me and I smiled at the Prophet and the Prophet smiled at me. And then you said, Ali is so full of himself. He's always just won't stop praising himself, right? Smiling at the Prophet. And the Prophet asked you a question. The Prophet said, do you love Ali? And you said, Wallah, I love Ali. The Prophet said, Zubair, a time will come. You're going to go to war with Ali. And you're going to absolutely be wrong. So Zubair, he thought for a second. He said, stop. He said, if I had had Zubair with an army, if I had had that thought in my mind, I wouldn't have come here with this army. Ali said, go back. He said, but how can I go back? How can I live down the shame? Me in the army, now we're gonna rock and roll and now I leave? He said, Zubair, it's better that you leave with shame now than leaving with the shame of Yawm al-Qiyamah and going to hell.